On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples said to Jesus, "Where would you like us to prepare the Passover meal for you?" Jesus told them, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my time is near and I'm going to celebrate Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed and got the Passover meal ready. When evening came, Jesus sat down with the disciples. And while they were eating, Jesus said, "I tell you this, one of you here will betray me." The disciples were very sad and began to say to Jesus, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "It's the one who shared this dish of food with me. That is the one who will betray me. Just as our sacred scriptures has taught, the Son of Man is on his way, but there will be nothing but misery for he who hands him over. That man will wish he had never been born." Then Judas, who was planning to betray him, said, "It's not me, Master, is it?" Jesus replied, "I believe you've just answered your own question." While they were eating, Jesus took some bread. He offered a blessing over the bread, and then he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup of wine. He made a blessing over it, and he passed it around the table. Jesus said, "Take this and drink, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until I am with you once more, drinking in the kingdom of my Father." The meal finished. Together, all the men sang a hymn of praise and thanksgiving. And then they took a late evening walk to the Mount of Olives.
Jesus led his disciples to the place called Gethsemane. Jesus told them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he grew sorrowful. Jesus said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He walked a little further and then finally fell down and prayed, "Father, this is the last thing I want. If there is any way, please take this bitter cup from me. Not my will, but yours be done." And then he turned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "So you couldn't keep watch with me for just one short hour?" he asked Peter. He said, "The time has come, and the Son of Man is about to be given over to the sinners. Rise and let us go. Here comes my betrayer." And there was Judas, leading a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests and the elders, ready to arrest Jesus. Judas had arranged with the chief priests and elders that he would give them a sign. He told them, "I will greet him with a kiss, and you will know that the one I kiss is the one you should arrest." So at once, Jesus went up to Judas and said, "Greetings, teacher," and he kissed him. And Jesus said, "My friend, do what you have come to do." And so the men stepped forward and they arrested Jesus.
Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You have said so." When he was accused by the chief priests and elders, Jesus gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they're bringing against you?" But Jesus did not reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now the governor had a custom. During the great Jewish festival of Passover, he would release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate offered them a choice. "Who do you want me to free, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate knew the chief priests and elders hated Jesus and had delivered him up because they envied him. Then Pilate sat down on his judge's seat and he received a message from his wife. "Distance yourself from the proceedings against this righteous man. I have had a dream about him, a dream full of twisted sufferings. He is innocent, I know it, and we should have nothing to do with him." But the chief priests and elders convinced the crowd to demand that Barabbas, not Jesus, who some called Messiah, be freed and that Jesus be put to death. Pilate asked, "Which one of these men would you have me free?" The crowd shouted, "Barabbas." Pilate asked, "What would you have me do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" The crowd shouted, "Crucify him."
Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults at him.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole court around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.